clothed to the Emperor exactly as they had been described to him.
"Why, you must wear them tomorrow in the royal procession," the Emperor's wife cried. "It is the perfect chance to show all of your subjects what a wise and magnificent ruler you are."
The next morning, the weavers at last announced, "The clothes are finished!" They brought in the royal robes and dressed the Emperor in them, taking great care to see that there were no loose threads and that the royal garments hung just right. The Emperor could scarcely believe his eyes, but he kept quiet as a mouse, lest his subjects think him a fool. People had come from every corner of the kingdom to see the magnificent new clothes. As the Emperor set forth in the royal procession, the crowd grew silent. "My new clothes must be so stunning. No one can find the right words to praise them," thought the Emperor. He lifted his head and marched on proudly. Until a small child's voice could be heard clearly to say,
"But he has no clothes on.
He has no clothes on."